We did want to pass along a couple of special thank yous. I mean, certainly overall to the listening audience, my goodness. We just wanted to thank you all the time that you're with us each and every day throughout the year. You're hearing a special announcement, perhaps, that is talking about how special 2020 was and the way that it was so memorable. It was for WSW and you, as you shared with us the achievement of being recognized for a couple of national awards, as we have prominently displayed on our front desk, which all the thousands of people who come and visit us on a daily basis can see. Well, wait a second. Well, we posted pictures of them anyway.
Yes, and if you do find your way in the building, you pick one up. Just don't drop it like that quarterback did.
Yeah.
That's a fumble he will never live down.
The Crystal Radio Award that we were honored to receive because of our dedication to community service and so much of that community service, which our listeners participate because of their personal involvement.
And that's for year long, all year long.
And then the Special Service to America Award, which was specifically for the effort toward the Sharing Hope Radiothon to benefit, yes, the rescue ministries of Michigan. Again, our listeners making that so successful.
Right. We sure appreciate winning those. And and now the expectation is that, well, let's do it again. And I just got all the entry forms for both of those contests, and they're both due in January. So it's going to be a busy month.
Don't get to rest on our laurels, huh? Is that what you're saying?
Well, but look at the year that we had.
Yeah.
I mean, this year, you know, there should be a lot for the Crystal, and I've got one in mind for the Service to America. I know which one that's going to be for this year.
Well, again, it's a way that we may be recognized and honored specifically, mm-hmm, but we always share it with our listeners because without you, obviously, we wouldn't exist just on a general basis of the fact that you listen, but because you do participate in the causes and the efforts that we do broadcast and put forth. So certainly many thanks go to you. Thanking our studio sponsor for a year long, we want to recognize our Stone Specialists friends. It's nice to have a studio sponsorship that will continue into 2021.
We appreciate their business.
Your granite quartz and marble countertops opportunities, it's stonespecialist.net. And our morning team show sponsor, Sound Asleep Lab, will continue into 2021 as well. We were just talking about how you can find, it's officially the Sound Asleep Sleep Diagnostic Lab.
Okay.
But you call it Sound Asleep Lab. That's how they call it, and that's how you find it online at soundasleeplab.com.
All right. Well, we appreciate their business as well.
Yeah, and, you know, it's we laughingly say, you know, we have that as our sponsor because we want to make sure that you are getting your sound sleep and so you can be with us each and every morning and well-rested. But in all seriousness, you know, for goodness sakes, don't discount sleep disorders if you're not getting a good night's sleep. That can be dangerous to your overall health.
That can be a very long night, almost as bad as the length of 2020.
Yeah. And you think, you know, maybe it's something I ate. Maybe just staying up too much using technology or all kinds of excuses you give for not a good night's sleep. Maybe you have some kind of serious problem. So you can utilize our sponsor. So, again, thanks to the sponsors we have. And to all our business associations that we've had in 2020, as difficult as it was for businesses, we know some of those associations were paused or were affected, and we know how that goes. Mm-hmm. We were pleased to have many regain the opportunities to be with us again so we could broadcast advertisements, commercials, those ways that you discover what businesses are offering, and we thank you for visiting and honoring those business commitments we have with your patronage. That's why we hope it's always a win-win-win for everybody that is part of WSGW.
That's what it's all about.
That's the bottom line. And hopefully more better things to come in 2021. As our online poll that you engage now is, one of the answers we offer up when we're asking you to compare 2020 to 2021 and how it's going to be, anything's got to be better than 2020. That's what a lot of people are saying.
Yeah.
Although for some, as we recognize too, even in the darkest of times, there were still some good things that happened in 2020. We shouldn't not recognize the fact that a lot of people, once again, stepping up to help those in need in 2020. Mm-hmm. It's just the way that we people are, not just in the Great Lakes Bay region, but across the country.
In many ways, it was a year of innovation. We had to be innovative in how we go about continuing to do business. You're hearing a lot of that this morning in the reports we're having as we do our year-enders with the Chambers of Commerce.
Yeah, and how much of that will still be part of our lives, even if we wiped the slate clean of everything that had to do with mm-hmm. the pandemic and restrictions and everything. If everything was back to as it always was, will it be as it was because of the way those innovations did take part in our lives?
Well, one thing we want to see people do, we want to see them to support small local businesses in the brick and mortar, because this year has probably caused far, far, far more people than would have in the past to do online shopping.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've done things so they didn't have to leave home and things were shipped into them. But there are a lot of small businesses that pay taxes and provide jobs. And we like to see people get back to continuing to support them.
All our friends and neighbors, all part of the WSJW radio family. So we're making sure we get our thanks out as 2020 is coming to a close and 2021 is getting ready to begin. And we hope that we're all still together.